Well, all right, all right, all right. You're listening to WRRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. We are the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. My name is Shannon Cleary. Kelly from the Wind of the Pines is not happy with me because she wasn't able to catch the calling cue. But yes, this is the Commonwealth of Notions. My name is Shannon Cleary.
What time is it?
I already said it's 1 a.m. in the morning, didn't I?
I know.
No, I didn't. This is... Well...
This is radio
for all of you. Okay, here's the Commonwealth of Notions. Let's get things going on a more steady foot. Here's the Low Branches.
Ran through the doors, jumped over the mat. We found joy through simple things. Like that, but the plants all died, lined up in a row. For years they sat there in my window. I let them stay, and they stayed, and they stayed, and they stayed, and stayed. And I watched them break and break and break and break, but I let them stay. Watched you leave and it was clear I'd have to bury everything I'd found this year. Terrified of the giant sounds that always come around now. Oh, and see how I press my hands in the ground. I can feel my head as it falls down. And it falls down.
All right. Good evening. And you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon Cleary, and that was Ferdinand Thomas, the group now known as the Florentines with Wooden Eyes. And I started things off with the Low Branches, Giant Sounds, before I get into a little bit of a discussion as to what the theme of the show this evening is. Here is a bit of a thank you. $30,000. In 10 days, you donated $30,000 to WIR. All the volunteers are grateful for the support, compliments, and camaraderie shared by the community during the fall fun drive. WIR will use the money to produce the unique talk, news, and music you expect from an independent community radio station. If you missed out, you can still donate at WIR.org. Again, thank you for listening to WIR. Thank you for contributing. All right, well, for tonight, the Commonwealth of Notions will be focusing on the Richmond event, The Listening Room, which on this coming Tuesday will be celebrating the start of their second year, which for the past year has been incredibly successful for them, with several huge Richmond and out-of-town acts dropping by to be guests for the event. And the pertinence of the first two acts are that, or the first two acts that I played this evening, are that they were a part of the first volume of The Listening Room, which, I guess if I'm right, it was November of last year. And on this note, the next group I have was the third component of the first volume, and they are called Englishmen. And I was very fortunate to get one of the conspirators of that event, Jonathan Vassar, to give me a few notes and thoughts concerning the bands and acts that have been playing throughout this past year. And this is what he had to say about Englishmen. These talented Kentuckians had the grace and guts to play the very first Listening Room, a great band. Make sure to catch them when they play live at Ipanema in December. This is a song by them called Funnel of Love, and it is a live recording from The Listening Room, Volume 1, which was either recorded by Dave Watkins or Alan Bergendahl. If you want to see what I've been playing throughout this entire show, it is WIR.org. And if you want to give me a call, it is 649-9737. Here is Englishmen.
Song we recorded last. I got sad halfway through, 'cause I knew it would end in a flourish of tears from the eyes of a friend. Living little white lies through the funnel of love, and then leaving the plank with a kiss and a shove. Oh, 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 oh. Now the apples are gone, now the candy is stale, and the wood for the fire hasn't come in the mail. Till the dust settles down on the nails of our shoes, I may thirst with another, but I'll drink because of you. Oh, 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 may the guide that you find keep you dry and apart from flesh-eating fish that make blood of the heart. Till the chimney is hushed and the dirt freezes through, I may ash with another, but I'll pine over you. Oh, 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 oh,
feel for you. Not to my surprise, I am forced to choose between sad and surreal. I can't trust what appeals when flirtation's the sole relation that you heal. Heartbreaker, I have played your game. Where your friends and lovers, they are tally the same. Yes, I've seen it before, still my judgment is poor. I surrender, hope remembered, love's pure. Wish I never let you in. Wish my mind was just pretend. And you're gone, you're gone. Still I cannot stand here dead. As my heart controls my head. Belong, we belong. Your front door stands the world away. Yeah, you left me to endure regretful words I didn't say. As your plane met the sky, honesty then came to life. Well, I want you, oh, I need you by my side. Wish I never let you in. Wish my mind was just pretend. You're gone, you're gone. Still I cannot stand here dead. As my heart controls my head. We belong. Wish I never let you in. Wish my mind would just pretend. You're gone, you're gone. Still I cannot stand here dead. As my heart controls my head. Belong, we belong.
Silver lighting the gates of Thank you.
All right, it's 1:19 in the morning, and you're listening to The Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon, and that was Zach Karysik and the Jungle Beat with Shoot Me to Sleep. And before that was the third track from Luke Saunders' EP Green to Golden Brown. Both of them participated in the second volume of The Listening Room. Before I get into the third volume, here's some food for thought. Are you interested in gardening and farming, but live in the city and don't know where to start? You can join Tricycle Gardens this November and increase your knowledge of urban permaculture. Tricycle Gardens is holding two fall workshops. On November 6th, what's the deal on vermiculture? Learn about using worm bins inside your home for small-scale composting. And on November 20th, introduction to the urban permaculture of fungi. Learn about the biology and ecology of the fungi and how you can grow mushrooms in the city. For more information, you can visit tricyclegardens.org or email learn@tricyclegardens.org. Tricycle Gardens reminds you to get dirty. And, well, not necessarily on that note, but if you like to see what I'm playing this evening, it is WIR.org, and if you want to give me a call, it is 649-9737. As I was saying, for Volume 3 of The Listening Room, I'm going to start things off with a live recording from that session by David Schultz. And here, as always, are some thoughts by Jonathan Vassar regarding Mr. Schultz. This is an acoustic version of Ophelia folk rocker, The Butcher. It's interesting to hear a quieter treatment. David was part of a Listening Room throwback to the acoustic shows I used to book at Betsy's Coffee Shop between 2001 and 2003. Some of the other participants on this volume of it were Josh Small and Liza Kate, who I will have some songs by in just a second. But here's David Schultz with a quieter rendition of the Ophelia tune, The Butcher, and you're listening to The Commonwealth of Notions.
So Jonathan Vassar and I are going to make a record together. We're already working on it, and this is a song that I'm contributing to. It's called The Butcher. Or something. Walking later,
take them back where they come from. 'Cause there's no better place. Than where my bones come from.
People I meet, the car wash in the corner and the hole in the street. The way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet. I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. We'll forgive you. You'll forgive us and we'll forgive you. And we'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in a heaven. Trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. And then I go to town and drink and give the girls a pinch. I don't think they ever even noticed me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You'll forgive us, we'll forgive you. And we'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing into heaven. Fish and a whistle, whistle and a fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we'll never have to do this again, again, again. On the very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a car wash down on my knees. And then I got fired for being scared of bees. They only gave me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. And we'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in a heaven. Fish and a whistle, whistle and a fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we'll never have to do this again, again, again. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. And we'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then whistle and go fishing in a heaven. Whistle and go fishing in a heaven.
His hand in the cloud, and with a mind like a miner,
It's 1:31, and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WRLP 97.3 FM. My name is Shannon, and that was Josh Small with Everyone's Daughter from The Listening Room, Volume 3. And along with that was David Schultz with his cover of John Prine's Fish and Whistle from the same session. Before that was Liza Kate with her tune Bones off of a 7-inch released in 2005. And I start things off with David Schultz's rendition of a song that was just put out on the Ophelia record called The Butcher from Volume 3 of The Listening Room as well. As you can probably guess, the theme this evening is a celebration of the one-year anniversary of The Listening Room. So I'm going to be playing a bunch of exclusive tracks and also offering a bit of insight from one of the organizers of the event, Jonathan Vassar of the Speckled Bird fame. Before I get to my next song, here are some insights from the artists that you just heard. His thoughts concerning Liza Kate. Liza is one of my favorite songwriters and singers, a true treasure, heartbreaking and beautiful. And about Mr. Josh Small, I've known Josh for years. Everything he does is musical. I have ridiculously love-fringed memories of playing sets with him and Liza back in the early aughts. Is that what we call it now? For 2000s? And a new record is done and close to release. Look out. Now, to move on to Volume 4, that installment included Dean Fields, the Colloquial Orchestra, and this next group, The Thirds. Here's a song off of their last record, Silver Light, entitled Louise. If you want to give me a call, it is 649-9737, and the website is wrir.org. Here's The Thirds.
Well, I should have told and I should have told you that your horoscopes were wrong. Well, see, they got a way of making mistakes just like the same old song. Well, I've been going over. It feels just like it's last October. Only drinking, what's the trouble with the world? Like the ghost of birds are singing, yeah, someday I'll be leaving.
I'm not the master in disguise. I fall for your eyes. What's the trouble with the world, Louise? I'm not the master in disguise. I fall for your eyes. So what's the trouble with the world, Louise? Tell me.
Of your lit cigarette, clinging both hands tied to your lips, but you only breathe into burn me down. And between you, sweeping the floor while you're pretty at your berets. But I'm not the face to make a photo on your arm wall. Ambush me, you meet in me, and leave in me. Be sweet. Hanging on
It's 1:43 and you're listening to the Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon, and that was Dean Fields with Be Sweet to Me. Here's some thoughts regarding Mr. Fields from Jonathan Vassar. Dean is a hardworking man, a songwriter, constantly on the road, playing shows or recording, a model of the singer-songwriter making a go for it. It was great to have him play a set and show how it's done. And the set he did perform was at the Listening Room Volume 4, where he was accompanied by the Colloquy Orchestra and the Thirds, before Dean Fields was Snowy Owls with Summer Haunts Summer. Snowy Owls is a side project of Matt Klimas, who is one of the participants in the Colloquy Orchestra. And I started things off with Louise by the Thirds off their record Silver Lights. Next up, I have a song by Chris Casper, which is untitled, unfortunately. And this is a track that was recorded at the fifth volume of The Listening Room. And here are further thoughts from Mr. Vassar regarding Chris Casper. Chris is a talented songwriter from Philadelphia. He and Hezekiah Jones often tour together, play on each other's set, and share a touring band, as in this instance. Chris is a top-notch songwriter. And during the fifth volume, he played with Hezekiah Jones and Paul Watson, which was quite a tremendous and exciting inclusion to have on that event. So here it goes. If you want to see what I've been playing so far, it is WRIR.org, and if you want to give me a call, it is 649-9737. Here's Chris Casper.
Guess you're right, we get drunk every night.
So I'm going to invite Ross and Kylie back up to the stage. Now, Hezekiah Jones usually gives them Jones names. So this is Kiwi Jones. And,
Drones Jones.
Back on the stage.
Sat with you on the stoop, overlooking the hills divide. One by one, all words dissolve, and ideas evolve. And you said there's nowhere to go when you need somewhere far from here to run, 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 run and hide for a little while. And ooh, we counted on a feeling that's feeling wrong. And ooh, for the photograph where you find new way to smile and laugh. Well, I said that sounds like a dream, but they're all the same if they never come true. You know, love, 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 it ain't enough, no. It takes on so much, and ooh, we counted on a feeling that's feeling wrong. Ooh, like a minor chord, does it strike you with a little more in store? Inside your core, and you say, I feel like a slipping tire, motorized inside. And I say, you'll steer out the clouds when you learn to fly.
watch you don't lose everyone. And watch you don't lose everything you care for. One by one, like tears you cry, gone.
Hi, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Taylor.
And we'll be hosting the Total Football Show here.
Wait, why has it got to be called the Total Football Show?
Because that's what it's called.
In your country, in this country, we call it soccer.
Fine. Hi, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Taylor.
And we'll be hosting the Total Football Soccer Show.
There it is.
Where we'll be talking all things football.
Or soccer. Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. here on WRIR.
This next song was written for a compilation called Folk Music for the End of the World. And it was my father's idea to pretend like someone had written you a letter from the future. So I always pretend it's my father writing me a letter from the future. So that's this. Mississippi Sea comes to great commotion, a violent earth in a violent motion. Now I vacation west to the sea. Well, I'm still alive in 2043. I found myself a place out in the wilderness. It's thrown away supplies since late 06. I spent 17 years in the woods I did hide. I'm awake 2025. On the Mississippi Sea, I got myself vacation property. On the Mississippi Sea, we could spend July there, just you and me. We could spend July there, just you and me. It's real quiet now, no one has TV. We communicate with our minds, we all have ESPN. Grow our own food, we all know where it's been. Everyone knows love, no one believes in sin. There's no war now, we're all making babies. At last, count 16,080 people we've come across and people we found, but no one's real sure, many more underground. On the Mississippi Sea, I got myself vacation property. We could spend July there, just you and me. We could spend July there, just you and me. I got my
myself a timeshare property on the Mississippi Sea. We could spend July there, just you and me. We could spend July there, just you and me. We could spend July there.
All right, it's 1:54, and you're listening to The Commonwealth of Notions on WIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Shannon, and that was a song by Hezekiah Jones called Mississippi Sea from The Listening Room, Volume 5. And here's some kind words that Jonathan Vassar had to say about Hezekiah. I'm proud to have Rafe as a friend and songwriting companion. Hopefully a strong connection between Richmond and Philadelphia can be maintained. Rafe is all at once a force to be reckoned with and the kindest heart in Pennsylvania. True blue. He will be appearing at the Ophelia CD release show at the Camel on November 21st. And prior to Hezekiah Jones, I played a song by Chris Casper, which is untitled, which is also from Volume 5 of The Listening Room. Next up, I have a tune by Lydia Oog in the Lux Vacancy called Baby Damn off of a recently released record called Love That Glow. She appeared at Volume 6 of The Listening Room along with Nick Coward and Maruza. So, without further ado, here's Lydia.
Sunrise sandy, splish splash over the smokestacks. Baby, damn, you're on a roll tonight. Turn the whole sky blue and robin red. Baby, damn, don't you be cold. I want an old friendly fire. What a reason to eat.
So doubt, be saved from the depths of the fire line.
Well, it is 2 a.m. in the morning, and you are listening to The Commonwealth of Notions, which happens to be on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and we are the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlets. My name is Shannon Cleary, and tonight's focus is on the Richmond event, The Listening Room. This upcoming Tuesday, they will be celebrating the start of their second year, so this show will be a reflection, or it has been up to this hour, of the past 12 events, and hopefully showcasing some of the artists that have thankfully been featured through this Great Richmond event. The last song you heard was Fireline by Nick Coward and The Last Battle. And as I've been doing the entire show, here are some thoughts from one of the organizers, Jonathan Vassar, for Mr. Nick Coward, who played a solo set during Volume 6. Nick is usually backed by the Last Battle posse. It was a treat to hear him play a solo set, allowing focus on lyrics. His new record, Kings, is fantastic. That song, Fireline, is off of the newest record by Nick Coward in the Last Battle, entitled Kings. Before that was Lydia Ugin, Lux Vacancy, with Baby Damn off their record, Love That Glow. And here are some things Vassar had to say about Lydia. Richmond is lucky to have Lydia back. She's a rare talent with an outstanding voice and a stalwart supporter of local music. Playing with her for this show was a proto-Lux Vacancy with Wells Hanley and Trey Pollard. Phenomenal. Lydia will be playing live at Ipanema this upcoming Sunday. And to start off the hour, this actually means a lot to me, and I think it might mean a lot to the listeners out there. I'm going to be focusing on Volume 7, which was the return of Homemade Knives. And it was just Homemade Knives and the band that I'm about to play next, Brown Bird. But before I do that, here's more thoughts from Mr. Jonathan Vassar. Dave Lamb is a songwriter superhero. His superpower? Being super badass. He hails from Providence these days and knocks him down every time he comes through our town swinging. Here's a song called Mabel Gray from The Listening Room, Volume 7. If you want to see what I've been playing up to this point, it is WRIR.org. If you want to give me a call, it is 649-9737. Here's Brown Bird.
Well, we see on the ocean, on the decks of the Mabel Gray, and we search every port for a woman, for the woman who bears our ship's name. We landed our ship in Malta. We looked where good times are so, and I've never met women so pretty, but I've never met women so cold.
should work. People should think.
Machines
should work.
People should think.
Machines should work. People should think.
Every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m., the New Music Machine brings you the best new independent music. Host Derek Sunshine does the work of finding the newest albums and artists, so all you have to do is tune in, listen, and think. That's the New Music Machine every Thursday from 5 to 7 on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
Quirk Gallery presents Sparkle Plenty 6, Ring-a-Ding-Ding, their 6th annual collection of wearable art created by more than 20 national and international jewelers from November 4th to December 24th. These mini masterpieces exhibit a high level of artistry and workmanship. From simple modern forms to intricate visual compositions, each piece intrigues, fascinates, and adorns. Sparkle Plenty is a sister project of Quirk Represents, a permanent exhibit featuring artists who challenge the nature of jewelry itself, creating unique wearable pieces of art. You can get more information by calling 804-644-5450 or visit quirkgallery.com. And you're listening to The Commonwealth and Notions on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. My name is Shannon Cleary, and that was Brown Bird with Mabel Gray from Volume 7 of The Listening Room. The only reason I took such a quick intermission is the next song is quite the pivotal moment for The Listening Room. Each event has always grown in attendance and size and size and size, but for anyone who was there for Volume 7 when Homemade Knives got back together, that entire concept was blown away because the entire room was packed, it was hot, it was sweaty, and everyone was eager with anticipation, everyone was nervous, and Homemade Knives would return with a new lineup that would feature Will Loyal, Chris Carroll, Ryan McLennan, Anna Shea, and Jonathan Vassar. And on that evening, they debuted several new songs, one old one and one cover. This is Jonathan's reflection of the evening. This was the first show Will, Chris, and Ryan had played together since the band broke up on the heels of No One Doubts the Darkness. It was an amazing night of new songs. I think this made a lot of people summer, if not year. This is Homemade Knives with their rendition of the Tom Waits classic, Cold, Cold Ground, from The Listening Room, Volume 7, and this is The Commonwealth of Notions.
Chris Fowler inside kicking an old cafe. Slept with a dream before he had to go. Bell in the tower, Uncle Ray bought around. Don't worry about the army. Don't be a crybaby. It's wood in the shed, bird in the chimney, and a stone in my bed. Ropes washed out, past the bottle around. Let it wait in the arms of the cold, cold ground. In the cold. We'll never go to town till we bury every dream. Give me a Winchester rifle, a whole box of shells, the roof off the gold barn as you roll down a hill. The end is firewood, Times Square is a dream. We wait in the arms of the cold, cold ground. In the cold. Cops on the breathers, like a bipolar. Bring a dollar with you, baby. With a vain rooster, the rocks in his head. So talking to the neighbors till we all go dead. Well, my temper and the dog that I found will break all the windows in the cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground. In the cold, cold ground.
Mm-hmm. Everybody comfortable? Everybody comfortable with the silence? I don't care who might hear the song, and I don't care who wants to sing along. I don't care who wants to sing along. Went to the show when they didn't play your song. These days I'm just getting back when I can, trying to catch right on up through Rockingham. Trying to catch right on up through Rockingham. Trying not to cry on Sunday best I can. Sitting on stairs begging me to stay, but I couldn't see it any other way. I couldn't see it any other way. Sitting all alone thinking about yesterday. So I get it right and you know I get it wrong. Missing time with nowhere to belong. Missing time with nowhere to belong. Went to the show and they didn't play my song.
All right, it's 2:19, and you are listening to WRRLP 97.3 FM, and this is the Commonwealth of Notions. My name is Shannon, and that was an untitled song by Dean Lee from The Listening Room, Volume 8, and this is what Jonathan had to say about Dean. I first played with Dean at the Bagel Czar, along with Billy Wallace's band The Waiting Girl. The unwelcome guest blew the place to pieces. The thing that really gets me with Dean is his vulnerable voice that cuts to the quick, not unlike Townes Van Zandt's. Nice. And before that was Orioles with Positive Slope off of their record, The Basement Tapes. Nick and Matt of that group both participated in the same volume of The Listening Room, and this is what Jonathan had to say about Nick. This is probably one of my favorite performances by Nick, just him and Matt Wirt. They really brought it. I admire Nick as a songwriter and storyteller. They also had an Orioles baseball t-shirt with the band written on it. Classic. And I start things off with Homemade Knives, Cold Cold Ground, a live recording from the 7th volume of The Listening Room. And to close out the 8th volume, here is a song by the headliner of that event. The artist Frank Zig played beside Orioles and Dean Lee. Here's a tune by Frank Zig off of his second demo entitled Zimbabwe for Xmas in July. If you want to see what I've been playing, it's WRIR.org. And if you want to give me a call, it is 649-9737, and after Frank Zig, we'll be moving on to Volume 9 of The Listening Room.
There must be some secret out where these flowers bloom. It's before the evening and after the noon. Before waking, before sleep, a small quaking of pure, precious things. Thank you.
All right, it's 2:34, and you're listening to The Commonwealth of Notions on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. My name is Shannon, and that was Josh Horisiak with Woodchin from the Bill Mason Society compilation. And here are a few words that Mr. Jonathan Vassar had to say about Josh. I first heard Mermaid Skeletons back in 2007, and I realized that Richmond finally had a bona fide indie folk scene. It broke my heart when they split after the Darlings EP. Hopefully this return performance will be the first of many shows to come. That show was Volume 9 of The Listening Room, and he was accompanied by Bertie Bush, who I played before him, with an untitled tune, which was a live recording from Volume 9 of The Listening Room. And I started off the set with Frank Zig, Zambomba, for Xmas in July off his second demo. He was the headliner of the 8th volume of The Listening Room. Now time to go into number 10. Number 10 was a little bit of a punk outlet for The Listening Room, and it featured Andy Cobb of the Itchy Hearts, who I'm about to play a song by. And this song is an untitled tune, live recording, as are many of the songs I've been playing this evening, and here are a few thoughts that Vassar had about him. A young songwriter with his heart in his sleeve. This guy can make him cry and laugh at the same time, and it was great to see him be able to play an intimate show like this with Tim Berry, who I'll have a song by in just a few moments. If you want to see what I've been playing, it is WRIR.org, where you can access the playlist. And if you want to give me a call, it is 649-9737. After I'm done, in about 23, 24 minutes, it'll be time for the all-nighter. So if you're staying up late, stay up late with WRIR. Here is a tune by Andy Cobb.
Does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one that history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation. A Henrico County slave born to owner Thomas. If you listen closely, you'll hear the words perfect. The Caribbean uprising call fire in this land. Up and down the James River, Pamunkey and Appomattox, tobacco soil gone bad, a forward movement for the blacks. 9 years before, down in Santo Domingo, slaves refused to submit and took the right of all men. Virginia whites got nervous and armed more militias as blacks inspired, plotted, and passed on their plans. Mr. Prosser's Gabriel was smart as he was strong, a head of keloid scars and a mind of knowing right and wrong. Voted general at 24 in the year of 1800, haunted by the hymns and wailing of his fellow slaves. Now does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one that history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation, a Henrico County slave born to owner Thomas. It was on an August night outside of Richmond, Virginia, Gabriel's men gathered as their owners they slept. Some would burn city streets to attract residents and masters, while others took the capital and freed convicts. Well, the whites, they knew nothing, never seen what could hit them. Nothing like this could happen with their carefree black men. But think about freedom, now think about slavery. Blacks armed themselves with muskets and homemade bayonets. With a white flag on a capital, all blacks they would rise. White spared, we'd all lose an arm. You're a coward if you own men for profit and greed. You're the coward of all, and for all you must bleed. Now does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one that history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation, a Henrico County slave born to owner Thomas. Pharaoh and Tom ratted out Gabriel Prosser. Their owner was Mosby, a neighbor of him. They say the sky seen seas of rain and lightning. On a night of August 30th, one could see nor stand. The militias let loose to hunt Gabriel Prosser, who took to the swamps as they imprisoned his men. Flagged a boat whose captain was a Methodist preacher, but a traitor slave turned him in the end. They hung Gabriel down and brought him 15th Street. Lord, he would not give a word up on his men. But he took that noose and he took it with honor. He's buried beneath parked cars now and pavement. There's no monument, there's no stone here to see him. Just black asphalt flanked by high-rise hospital chains. If I had it my way, we'd see memorials climbing to a true and honest hero, Prosser's Gabriel. Now does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one the history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation, a Henrico County slave born to owner Thomas.
Well, it's always the word unspoken that makes you wanna shop in your night, makes you go out in those pine woods and get even life. And it's always the token gesture that washes down the bitter fruit that puts las manos a la obra, helps you do what you have to do. If it wasn't for
that makes you seek the deepest sleep, makes you climb up on the highest bridge. Let the wind sweep you off your feet, and it's always the broken promise that makes you tie the tightest noose, makes you go.
It's 2:47, and you're listening to The Commonwealth of Notions on WIR. My name is Shannon, and that was And the Wiremen with Sharpen Your Knives off of their record, which is self-titled. They took part in the 11th installment of The Listening Room, and this is what Jonathan had to say about them. Brooklynite Lynn Wright performed this set with Richmonders Pippin Barnett and Paul Watson, an outstanding set by one of my favorite bands offering Southern Gothic melodrama dressed in a dead man's shoes. Before them was Tim Berry with Prosser's Gabriel off his record 28th and Stonewall. He participated in the 10th volume of The Listening Room, along with who I played before him, Andy Cobb of the Itchy Hearts with an untitled tune. I have about 12 minutes left, so I'm going to try and squeeze in three songs that hopefully will best represent the last installment, which was volume 12, leading up to the next installment, which is this coming Tuesday, which will feature Jonathan Vassar and the Speckled Bird. The components of the last Listening Room were River City Band, Exabel and the Rusted Cavalcade, and Happy Lucky Combo. This is what he had to say about River City Band. These guys are on fire, all songwriters, all talented pickers and swingers. This night, the last show of the first year, they took a break from their standard bluegrass set to share original songs and compositions. This is what he had to say about Exabel and the Rusted Cavalcade. These guys played the last show of the first year. Their Southern rock songs make me want to drive down a small town strip in a Dodge Charger with a full tank of gas, a full pack of cigarettes in my pocket, and my sweetheart beside me on a summer night. And the last of those comments will be Happy Lucky Combo. One of the Listening Room's only instrumental bands, Barry and Pippin are two local legends of the music scene and have been playing together for nearly 40 years. This group blends tango, klezmer, and other assorted ingredients to create a potent potpourri of accordion fusion. Now, on that note, if you want to see what I've been playing, it is WRIR.org. Next up is the All-Nighter, and I'd like to thank Jonathan Vassar for all these exclusive live recordings from the past year of the Listening Room, and I hope to you, sir, another successful year for you and all of your collaborators on this wonderful event that gets to take place in Richmond. And next week on the Commonwealth of Notions, I will be doing a focus on a dear friend of mine, Nathan Joyce. I will be playing songs by him and songs by friends of his in honor of the second tribute show that will be happening next week. More information next week on the Commonwealth of Notions. And let me get things going. Here is the River City Band. And it's been a pleasure. Sleep tight, good night, and this has been the Commonwealth of Notions.
everything that I don't see.
This is